The scripture talks about how God has made us to be kings and priests unto Him. Men, you need to start seeing yourself as a king. Women, start seeing yourself as a queen. Start carrying yourself as royalty. Not with arrogance, thinking that you're better than others, but in humility, be proud of who God made you to be. You are not better than anyone else, but you are not less than anyone else. It doesn't matter how many degrees they have. Doesn't matter how important their family is. Understand, your Father created the whole universe. When He breathed His life into you, sent you to planet Earth, you didn't come as ordinary. You didn't come as average. He put a crown of favor on your head. Now start thinking as royalty, talking as royalty, dressing as royalty, acting like royalty. I was in England a few years ago, and they were having a ceremony to honor the Queen. And when the Queen walked in the room, you could feel the strength, the confidence, the dignity. She had her head held high, a pleasant smile on her face. She waved to everyone as though they were her best friends. What was interesting was there were all kinds of important people in that room. There were presidents of other nations, world-renowned entertainers, famous athletes, scientists, some of the most brightest, talented people in the world. Now again, I say this respectfully, but the Queen wasn't the most beautiful person in the room. There were other ladies who were much younger, much more beautiful. But judging from the way the Queen carried herself, you would have thought she was the cat's meow. She had it going on, strong, confident, secure. The Queen wasn't the wealthiest, the fittest, the most educated woman in the room either. A lot of people would have been intimidated walking into that room, but not her. She walked in as though she owned the place. Why? She knows who she is. She's the Queen. She comes from a long line of royalty. It's been ingrained in her thinking. I am not average. I am not ordinary. I am one of a kind. No doubt some mornings when the Queen wakes up, the same thoughts come to her mind that come to all of us. You're not as beautiful as your sister. You're not as talented as your brother. You're not as smart as your coworker. Be intimidated. You're inferior. The Queen lets that go in one ear and out the other. She thinks, what are you talking about? It doesn't matter how I compare to others. I'm the Queen. I've got royalty in my blood. In my DNA is generations of influence, honor, prestige. If you and I could ever start seeing ourselves as the kings, the queens God made us to be, we would never be intimidated again. You don't have to be the most talented to feel good about yourself. You don't have to be the most educated, the most successful. When you understand your Heavenly Father breathed His life into you, you too come from a long line of royalty. Instead of being intimidated, made to feel insecure by someone, you can do like the Queen. Just be at ease, be kind, be confident, be friendly, knowing that you are one of a kind. Ladies, you may not be the most beautiful person, but be confident. You're the Queen. Men, you may not be the most successful, but stand up tall. You're the King. You are crowned not by people, but by Almighty God. A lot of times, I can't feel good about myself. I've got this addiction. I struggle with a bad temper. I've made a lot of mistakes in life. I don't feel like a masterpiece. Here's the key. Your value is not based on your performance. You don't have to do good enough, and then maybe God will approve you. God has already approved you.